Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Fan. So looked promising out of the chute. Judge going top tank. And he is still obviously right in the mix there for the Triple Crown. He's got his 28th home run. Nobody on base when it happens. So second most in the majors with the home runs. Tops an average. 62 ribbies. That's second. But again, you know, the empty at bats. I mean, 11 strikeouts and only one walk. These are the things that worry me, and it's unavoidable about the New York Yankees here. So as much as I'm sitting here saying the Mets need a big trade, I've been saying now for the last couple of days, I think that the Yankees need a big trade as well. You cannot strike out 11 times. Now, again, it's June. It's the Reds. I understand things happen in baseball. I get it. But you whiff 11 times and you walk once. Like 11 strikeouts, that's not an anomaly. The Yankees strike out a lot. Now, they do other things well. But the strikeouts come in droves and in bushels. And last night, again, like over the weekend, couple of guys on, nobody out, chance to do some damage, nothing.
Yeah, the Yankees are too married to analytics and their approach and their thought process of the type of players that they want. It's been the same issue for years. And until they change that, it's going to be the same result. They'll make the playoffs, they'll go on a run, they're going to fall short of the World Series. It's the same thing. Oh, the expected numbers are so much better, you shouldn't worry about it. What's the expected numbers on guys who whiff all the freaking time? It's too many of the same guys up and down the lineup. It's the same thing. It is infuriating. They get guys on base, have these guys on, two guys on, nobody out, second and third, first and second, man on second, nobody out. They can't score the runs consistently. It's not a this year problem. It's a problem forever. But it's not a big enough problem to prevent them from winning 95 games. So everybody over in the organization, everybody overlooks it and say we're going to be fine. Not only that, the lineup stuff with Boone, I thought it was ridiculous that he would sit Volpe the day after Volpe finally gets hot. Like, that's – stop. The game is not, you know, managed with a computer. Use your gut. I was disappointed in Boone with that. At least last night, they had Bellinger, Judge, and Stanton in the lineup. I would just leave that alone and go to work from there. But you know, not a big deal. It is a big deal that both these teams have been in the rut, though, together for the last, you know, 2 weeks almost.
Now. Yeah, and I think it's a big deal because the things that have led to the rut, to me, are very real for both of these teams. Now, the one thing I'm going to push back on, I don't think in terms of just from a hitting perspective, because obviously the Yankees are analytically driven to a very strong degree, but I don't think that it's their shortcomings offensively are due to an over-reliance on the analytics. I just think they have too many guys who whiff, man.
Yeah, but isn't that the same? They bring in the same type of player.
Well, but think about this. So if they were overly reliant on the numbers there, they would have tried to bunt, which they did during the losing streak multiple times. They put guys in motion when obviously most of the analytics and modern analytics say running is not really worth it. So they're trying to, you know, break free maybe from the chains of analytics. But again, they got guys at the bottom of the order. And the Yankees right now are relying on a lot of young players to get the job done. And not enough of them have, bottom line.
LeMahieu shouldn't be on the team. We've been saying that for how many years?
I can't even talk about it. He hasn't been as bad as I thought he'd be, quite frankly. But he's going nowhere if he's playing.
He's still not good. He's old. He just looks slow.
He looks like he's played softball.
You're getting nothing. Exactly.
He looks like a Central Park softball player.
You're getting nothing from him. Goldschmidt, unfortunately, has fallen off the cliff
a little bit. He's hitting 293 now.
Jazz thinks he's Babe Ruth, so he's way too inconsistent. I know since he's come back, his numbers have been pretty good.
They are good.
Sam, yeah, okay.
But his approach with guys on last night, swinging from the heels.
That's the point. So his numbers are good, but you watch him, and it's just when there are guys on in big situations, he doesn't do it consistently enough. Volpe, Wells, Dominguez, same thing with the Yankees. Anyway, BT and Sal on the Fan. It's infuriating, really. 888-808.
The saving grace, though, they got arms to keep them in games here. That's the saving grace. I mean, Fried's been good. Rodon's, you know, low threes, going for win number 10 tonight. And you got Hill coming back. Schmidt's been very good. They got some pitchers.
And they're in the American League, or more specifically, the American League East. That helps too.
I'm just saying, back, man.
Nobody's looking at it, say, wow, the Yankees are in real trouble with their division. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Sal is in Garden City. What's up, Sal?
Sal.
Hey guys. Big fan of the show. I got a couple points. You guys were talking about the Mets lineup before. I agree with you, Sal. I think you're not going to see a big change from the top four of the lineup. Obviously, Nimmo's looked a lot better in the two holes, so I think you keep him there. Lindor leading off, you know, he hasn't been great the past couple weeks. I think he went like a 2-week stretch without even having an RBI here. But obviously, you're not going to take him out of that leadoff spot because he's really excelled there the last year. Where I see the lineup potentially making adjustments could be towards the bottom of the order. I think maybe you move McNeil in the 8-hole and have Marte DH every day. He's a proven big leaguer, and Jared Young, for whatever reason, you know, he's just not, he's not a big leaguer. So wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. I think it could potentially create some RBI opportunities, some more RBI opportunities for Lindor in the top of the lineup.
Well, they've had a good call. Thank you. They've had McNeil down in the 8th spot, and I think they had McNeil a couple times 9th last year. If he's batted around the order over the last couple years,
that's where he should be hitting, 7, 8, or 9. Yeah. The problem is right now they have nobody, so they have to have him hit 5th. I think the Marte point's an interesting one. I'm okay with like the giving Young a shot, hoping to find lightning in a bottle for a couple of weeks while guys get healthy. You know, lefty bat that you know, theoretically has some power from the DH spot, but enough. I think we've all seen enough of the Young experience. Just go with Starling Marte. At least Marte's a proven vet, to your point. I don't know what the Mets are doing. Again, that's matchup-driven, having a lefty bat in there against a righty, but I would be surprised, if not shocked, if you see...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Young again. Like, I think you can see Marte, a run of Starling Marte here.
And I've seen him, you know, I don't know exactly how many games he's played. I've seen him, you know, when he plays, and every time I see him, I still feel like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, I mean,
why
again,
is he here?
Oh, well, you know why, though, because they've been hit hard with injury.
I mean, I don't
understand
that, but he looks awful.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks overwhelmed.
Yeah, I would think you're going to see Mauricio, until Vientos comes back, then probably Mauricio is going to go down, which he should, because they need to, you know, build him up. You got to develop these prospects, which is why Acuna went down. But I would think you're going to see Marte, and let's say Vientos comes back. And again, I don't know when. They were hoping he's going to be back last night. Let's say Vientos comes back, Mauricio down. You're probably going to see a lineup with Vientos and Marte in there. And all of a sudden, that looks a little bit different. And then maybe you move McNeil down, and that could lengthen the lineup out. But something's got to give here because they've been awful. Ray is in Shirley. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. What's happening?
I got two quick points for you if you just give me 10 seconds. OPS Plus is the best measurement in MLB for anybody. You know, 100 is the league average.
Yep.
Your 6-9 on our Mets. Tyron Taylor, 82. Jared Young, 85. Torrens, 85. Beatty, 87. All four well below league average players, and that's what I think is affecting this lineup. I'm not asking for the big trade like BT, but go get me that Kelly Johnson, yeah, Juan Uribe type, average type player, because we keep talking about, well, Lindor hasn't had an RBI in 2 weeks. Who the hell's on base for the guy? There's nobody on base for him. So right, go get average guys at the bottom of the lineup where we come back to the top. Lindor is a run producer. Traditionally, he's coming up consistently. One out, two outs, and nobody on. And it's killing this team. Just go get some average players. I'm not asking for the moon and the stars. Thanks so much, guys, and I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, Ray. I mean, listen, you think about the I'm not going to move Lindor for the top spot. Ideally, you get some 7, 8, 9 action, and he's got some better opportunities. But think about this. Lindor is a pure, terrific hitter with wheels who has shown big game chops and big moment chops. We know that, right? So if you start at leadoff, you play every game, and I know he'll get one or two off, that's 162 at-bats out of about 700 where you're getting up with nobody on base. Yeah. And now you factor in just the black hole, the abyss that has become the lower third / fourth of the Mets lineup. I mean, I'm just guessing. I'd have to guess that he gets up with nobody on base probably more than 55-60% of the time.
That's why I agree with Ray about what is needed right now. David Stearns has been excellent about doing this since he's been here, raising the floor. Forget about the ceiling. See, when you say you want a big move, you want to raise the ceiling. Right now, the Mets need to raise the floor. Their bottom 4 or 5 in the lineup is minor league. If you just raise that floor a little bit to get some professional bats in there, And they will by getting some guys back. But if you go out there and make a move like the Kelly Johnson or Juan Uribe trade that Ray referenced there, that is going to help. That's what they need now. At least a move or two that shouldn't cost them much to raise the floor in that lineup. To take it on water.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, and I know it's not, it doesn't really matter yet because they're still very much far behind the Mets, or very far behind the Mets, but you know, Acuna's come back. He's swinging. A couple of years ago, had 70-something steals. You know that Olsen's an absolute horse. Ozuna destroys fastballs. He's a home run. Austin Riley's tremendous. I mean, Albies is down a little bit of a down year, but good. Murphy's got power. It's just a better lineup. Like, the Braves lineup is good, man. I think people forgot that. And, oh, yeah, by the way, their top three pitchers are terrific.
Yeah, but they're still, you know what?
I know.
Five games under 500, yeah, nine games back.
For now.
So, yeah.
Do you think that which of the two do you think is more likely to happen? They go on a vicious charge and are right there with the Mets and the Phillies, or they fall back and they disappear?
I think they're going to fall back. I don't believe in the Braves this year.
Can't see that at all. I'd be stunned.
I mean, it'd be nice for them to get going at some point. It's almost July.
Well, I mean, they're beating the Mets lately,
That's the only team they can be.
It's a good team to beat when they're in first place.
Think about this.
They're in first place.
Five games under 500. They're 4-0 against the Mets. They just lost two out of three to the crappy Marlins.
I know. The Marlins series was a bit of a kick in the stones. I got you.
This is different from 2022 when they caught fire to a ridiculous level. From May, whatever, early June on. I'm not seeing that yet from the Braves.
Oof, I still think it's a top lineup. I really do. Top three, top four.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. We'll get the Knicks into the conversation at some point as well. 888-808-1019.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.